Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay. Names synonymous with the spirit of our country. Founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call. Citing 27 biblical violations, they wrote the Declaration of Independence with liberty and justice for all. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for American liberty, then put it in our schools as a light. Or since Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead, you need God in America again. Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church. Founding fathers like Noah Webster, who wrote the first dictionary, could literally quote the Bible chapter and verse. James Madison said, we've staked our future and our ability to follow the Ten Commandments with all our heart. These men believed you couldn't even call yourself an American if you subvert the Word of God. In his farewell address, Washington said, you can't have national morality apart from religious principle, and it's true. Because right now we have nearly 150,000 kids carrying guns to these war zones we call public schools. In the 40s and 50s, student problems were chewing gum and talking. In the 90s, rape and murder are the trend. The only way this nation can even hope to last this decade is put God in America again.
The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country.
Abe Lincoln said, the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. So when you eliminate the Word of God from the classroom and politics, you eliminate the nation that Word protects. America is now number one in teen pregnancy and violent crime, number one in illiteracy, drug use, and divorce. Every day a new Holocaust of 5,000 unborn die, while pornography floods our streets like open sewers. America's dead and dying hand is on the threshold of the church, while the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah vexes us all. When it gets to the point where people would rather come out of the closet than clean it, it's the sign that judgment of God is going to fall. If there's ever been a time to rise up, church, it's now. And as the blood-bought saints of the living God proclaim, that it's time to sound the alarm from the church house to the White House and say, we want God in America again. I believe it's time, America.
Okay, everybody, my name is Joseph Gibson. I'm broadcasting live from Greensboro, North Carolina. It is 6.05 p.m. on the East Coast. I hope everyone is well tonight. I was hoping I could advertise this show a little more than what I had done, but I'm glad many of my supporters are on the line tonight, as I requested. There are a few that have not shown up yet, but I'm sure they will. I do have a guest tonight, but I want to comment a little bit first on what's going on. You see, you know, I scheduled this show last week. I didn't know there was going to be riots in my home state, in Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, we have a guy who steps out of his car, points a gun at a police officer, and he expects not to be shot, according to the community of Charlotte in North Carolina. Let me tell you something. Anyone who walks into my home or on my land and points a gun at me, I have a right to defend myself. But not according to the Black Lives Criminal Matters movement, and that's what they are, with their George Soros funding, their $100 million they've been given, to go out and loot and destroy private businesses and hurt innocent people who want no part of them. This is disgusting, folks. Now the riots have hit my home, Carolina, and we're going to address this in future shows. This is disgusting. This is despicable. These people who are rioting and looting are taking advantage of an unfortunate situation for their own personal gain. Now, I bet 99% of these people didn't even know the gentleman who was gunned down. And it's a shame that a life was lost. However, he did wrong. And you must be accountable for your actions. That's the problem with America today. You are not accountable for your actions. The government will save me. I can go get food stamps. The government will provide me Section 8 housing. The government. No, it's up to you to provide yourself with housing. It's up to you to go out and get a job. It's up to you to go out and pay for your own food. It's not up to everyone else. This socialism, this socialistic idea is what brought Hitler, Stalin, Mao, and many other dictators throughout the world into power. We are individuals, okay? And this country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like I just played my intro. I play that intro sometimes to let you people know that the Constitution was modeled after the Bible. Whether you like it or not, and if you don't like it, get the hell out of America. It's disgusting what's going on today in America. Disgusting. Let me tell you something. Don't come try to burn down my house, rioters. I will never give up my right to carry or bear arms. And I'll be carrying my King James Bible in my right hand when I shoot you dead. Let me tell you something. We live in perilous times today, like the Bible prophesied. Okay? The Bible prophesies very clearly what was going to happen in the end times, and we see it happening. Well, people say, well, look at the 1960s. We lived in perilous times back then. No, 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 no. They didn't have the technology we have today. Okay? The Bible states very clearly that the two witnesses will be slaughtered. Okay? And the whole world will be able to see it. All right? Today we have the internet. You can see what's happening live right now in Israel over the internet. Okay? I can type into Google and look at your house, typing your name into my internet or your phone number. They didn't have that technology in the 60s. All right? And all those priests that preached the end times in the 1800s, they couldn't get over these biblical verses that prophesize what is happening today within our own times. Today, we have maxed out in technology. What else can we possibly do? Okay? So we all need to understand we're in the end times today. And I have a lady who is going to talk tonight about some very spiritual, in-depth things. I met her on another Blog Talk show, and I requested her presence on my show. We've spoken a couple times on the telephone, and I want to give her the floor. Now, if any of you would like to question her faith, I'm going to ask you to do it politely when we take calls a little later on in the show. And all you have to do is press the number one, and you could speak to this individual. Linda is her name. She's going to introduce herself in a minute. I'm going to bring her on, and I'm going to give her the floor, and I want her to preach to you her knowledge, okay?
And we spoke, her and I, on the telephone, and I want to give her the floor and allow her to have a voice on my program because we have people from around the world listening tonight on this program. I have my friend in Sebastian, Florida, Joe. He's listening. I got Dr. Peter Ventura listening out in San Diego, California. I requested his presence tonight. I've got BitBanker from Meriden, Connecticut. I've got my friend Christina in England listening overseas. I emailed her. I have my friend in Germany listening, and with many, many others. And, of course, we're probably going to maybe get some pranksters on here, too. You know, we get the haters, the people who have nothing else better to do but harass me on my radio show. But what I want to do right now, I had my little opening. I want to give Linda the floor. I'm going to go ahead and pass her through, and I want her to introduce herself and just take it from there. So, Linda, from the state of Missouri, I'm patching you through right now. Linda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, and everyone else can, too. So, as I promised, the floor is yours. Take it from there. I may interrupt from time to time and ask you a question, and there is a four-second delay, so it may seem odd sometimes when I interrupt, but go ahead. The floor is yours.
All righty. I'll give a few pauses there because once I get started on the flow, it might be kind of hard to stop a little bit. Greetings, everybody.
I know.
Go with the flow. Well, let the Holy Spirit flow. That's what I say. Before I start, I'm going to say a prayer. Father, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to share what you will have me share tonight. I ask for the Holy Spirit to help me. Give me the words that you want me to share. Lead me in this, Lord, for your will to be done. I ask that you bring ears to hear and eyes to see. Father, release the conviction and repentance upon all who are listening in, that all who don't know you will turn fully to you, and those that are lukewarm will repent and come back to you. Father, let this be glorifying to you, and let your full will be done tonight in Jesus' name. Yeshua, our Messiah. Amen and amen. Earlier this morning when I talked to Joe, I said, I'm really not sure what the Lord wants me to talk about. Some of the pastors may know this. On occasion when I've had to preach, I may not know until a little bit before I'm supposed to go up there. Well, this morning the Holy Spirit took me into the book of Amos. And I am not a biblical scholar, so I'm not one where if somebody names a book, I can really tell you what it means. I know it's on the left side or the right side of the Bible, and I have the word in me, but I have to GPS what it is, and I have to look. When I started reading the book of Amos, I felt this sinking feeling in my spirit. This is talking about the United States. I couldn't even finish reading it. It was, for all these things, I'm going to do this to Damascus, this to Gaza, this to Tyre. And I said, oh, Lord, this is you're reviewing the USA. Then later, I took a nap because I was quite weary. Sometimes I'm up late. And I had a dream. And in the dream, I was in this large apartment complex that was fairly tall, that had balconies on each floor. And in the dream, I went out the balcony, and I was looking across the way. There was an African-American with some other people out on the balcony across the way in a large courtyard in the middle. I started singing, glorifying the Lord and praising his name. And then I started shouting out, calling out to the pastors, prophets, the apostles, the preachers, the teachers, the true ones. And then I yelled out, preachers, get your people ready and preach the full gospel. And I knew when I woke up from the dream that the Lord was highlighting the urgency of pastors getting your people ready. Don't be going the way of Balaam. Don't be going the way of the sugar-coated woo-hoo, let's all be happy and let's get done in time so we can get out of here and do the football game. It's serious times. Then later, when I was praying about that, I said, Lord, what do you want me to say? And he said, look in Amos chapter 3. And these are the two verses that he highlighted, chapter 3, verse 7. Indeed, the Lord God does nothing without revealing his counsel to his servants, the prophets. And then chapter 3, verse 11. Therefore, the Lord God says, an enemy will surround the land, and he will destroy your strongholds and plunder your citadels. And before I came on, I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, they need to know my judgment will come swiftly. Folks, whether you believe it or not, we are Mystery Babylon in Revelation 17 and 18. We are under judgment. What Joseph was talking about today is part of that. It's discord. We are reaping what we have sown. What's this all about? What are these dreams, visions, revelations, hearing from the Lord? Well, the Bible clearly says that Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. Well, either you believe it or not. He talks to us in different ways. The best way is a word from the Word, where the Holy Spirit will highlight a scripture or verse and then give us an understanding to apply it to our day and time or situation. But in Acts chapter 2, which also refers to Joel 2, Peter said in 17 through 18, it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth of my Spirit on all mankind. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, even on bond slaves, both men and women. I will pour forth of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. We're in the last days. What is prophesying? I just say that's knowing the heart of the Heavenly Father on a situation. And he gives us that understanding from different ways. And again, I believe the best quote word is from the written word. The Holy Spirit was highlighting the urgency of the judgment on the church. Folks, this is why our nation is being judged, because we as a professing church have failed. We have become so lukewarm, so complacent. We did not become the salt of the world. We allowed the feces of the world to invade us. We have become complacent, irrelevant, and a failure. And this is why we're being judged. And the Holy Spirit highlighted a warning dream that I shared on one of the other programs, and I need to share it tonight. First, I need to say 1 Peter 4:17, for it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who disobey the gospel of God? This is the warning dream. I had it on January 12, 2016, and the title that the Holy Spirit gave me is this, from Jeremiah 10:21a. For the shepherds have become stupid and have not sought the Lord, and this is the full scriptures from Jeremiah 10:18-21, and it goes with the warning. For thus says the Lord, behold, I am slinging out the inhabitants of the land at this time, and will cause them distress, that they may be found. Woe is me because of my injury. My wound is incurable. But I said, truly, this is a sickness, and I must bear it. All my ropes are broken. My sons have gone from me and are no more. There is no one to stretch out my tent again or to set up my curtains. For the shepherds have become stupid and have not sought the Lord. Therefore, they have not prospered, and all their flock is scattered. It's coming to us, church, first. My primary role has been an intercessor. You can access my blog. It's believeacts2blog.wordpress.com. That's B-E-L-I-E-V-E, the number 2, blog. I'm a little bit shaky because when I get upset, I get a little bit shaky. Anyway.
And Linda, if I may just interject real quick, not to interrupt your train of thought, because there are people on the line tonight who don't understand the gospel and they don't understand how to believe. They have a lot of questions within themselves, and some of them are elderly people, actually, and they know their time is short,
and maybe they're afraid to die, or maybe they want to die. What advice, spiritual advisement, can you give from your experience and having these dreams? And I'd like to get into the demonic part too, where you have been in contact with aliens. The alien, I remember the alien subject that you talked about, which is very important that a lot of people are interested in, but not to jump from many different subjects. I just want you to give some advice to those people out there who don't understand the gospel, because there are many on the line tonight who don't really understand what is happening today and what's going to happen.
I will, and I first need to say, no, I have not been in contact with, quote, aliens. Those are actually fallen angels, demons, but I have been involved with spiritual warfare.
Yes, I agree. Yes, I just worded it wrong. I apologize.
That's okay. I like clarity. Well, I'm going to just share with everybody that's listening. The gospel of Jesus Christ has been inspired by the Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that inspired the gospel is the one who lives inside every true believer. He's given to us the seal so that we are determined to be called the sons of God. We are part of the kingdom of heaven if we truly are born again. What does this mean? What's all this stuff happening? The Bible talks about it both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. We're warned about it. We're given pictures and glimpses of what's happening today. You see all the RFID chips in the bioidentification system? The Bible talked about that in the book of Revelation. They call it the mark of the beast. Folks, that's going to be rolled out under Obamacare. I don't want to get sidetracked here. Each and every person listening, each and every person born was created with a destiny and a hope by the Lord God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, the Heavenly Father, who loves each and every one of you, and he wants you to be part of his kingdom, his family, to come into his house. And the only way, these are the Father's rules, and we have to live by his rules, are this. You must have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You must repent from your sin. You will get forgiven. Ask Jesus to come into your life, and he is the gate. He is the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through him. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. You could have such a horrendous past, you can't even talk to anybody about it. You will be clean and forgiven of everything. It doesn't matter what you've been through, done, had done to you, paid it in. The Father loves you, and he wants to save you from all of this. Some of you are tormented by bad childhoods or things that you've participated in. He loves you. He wants to forgive you.
And Linda, hang on. The callers, I will get to the callers in the next few minutes. I got a couple people that want to queue in, so I will get to you, I promise. Just let Linda, you know, complete her thought, and I will get to you, and that's what I promise people on this show. Everyone gets a voice, and I will get to you. But go ahead, carry on, Linda. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure everyone knew the rules of the show, okay?
All right. Today may be the day that somebody that's listening steps into eternity. There's only two options. You live by the Father's rule and have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or you're going to eternity in damnation. You're going straight to hell. And on the day of judgment, where all of us will be before Jesus, who's the judge, the king, you'll be thrown into the lake of fire forever. On the other hand, if you repent from your sins, which means stop and ask him to forgive you and turn your life over to him. Jesus, come into my life fully. Be my Lord and Savior. He'll help you every step of the way. This is not for wimps. This is not easy. To be a real Christian is not easy in this day and age. But I want to see you at the heavenly wedding supper of the Lamb. You're not going to have a lot of time. I was shown a dream of the day of the Lord when he returns, and I was shown being in a group that did not make it. Once that happens, you can't change it. Once you die, that's it. So I really encourage you, make that decision tonight. If you don't know the Bible, the King James is not the best for people that have reading issues. Get something you can read. Read the book of John. So ask the Lord. He'll help you. He loves you, and I want to see you there. I'll pause if you have any questions, and I really need to get back to this warning word.
You'll have the time, but I do have a couple callers, and hopefully I don't know who they are. But I've got one here, 770 is area code, and they can remain anonymous, but I want to put them on. Go ahead, area code 770. Go ahead. You're live on the air with Linda and Joseph Gibson. Go ahead.
Yeah, no need for me to remain anonymous there, sir. This is Sarge, a proud self-proclaimed deplorable.
Hey, Sarge, how you doing, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. As you well know, I'd like to apologize. I can't let you on the other show there, but hey, orders are orders. And as long as I'm going on his show, I got to follow his instructions, but I figure he can't stop me from calling you.
Thanks,
so
Sarge.
I'm so glad you called in.
I'm glad. I was looking for you to call in. I was so depressed because I know you're a veteran. You're a vet, ex-police officer. And you know what we're talking about tonight. This is a deep spiritual discussion, what we're going into. But, Sarge, real quick, while I got you in line, in my home state, North Carolina and Charlotte, what do you think's going on down here? I mean, what's your opinion on that real quick? Because I want to give Linda as much time as possible because I did promise that.
Yeah,
but, Sarge, thank you so much for checking in.
But since you asked me a question, I'll be happy to do so to the best of my ability. We are looking at the logical conclusion of cultural Marxism and their racial industrial grievance wing stirring up real, imagined, and partial truths in the black community in order to keep Democrat, progressive, left dominance. And that's all this is. It is nothing more than that, and it is everything in that. And it is a complete refusal to look at the real problems in that community. Sarge, have nothing whatsoever to do with the police officer involved in a justifiable killing of an armed
felon. Thank you. You just answered my question.
An armed felon is what he was.
That's right. That's right. So you don't believe the scenario that this gentleman was carrying a book instead of a gun?
Utterly not. I've studied it thoroughly. I've got inside information from some of my law enforcement friends. No. They're going to show that family the video today. It will show him emerging from that car clearly with a firearm in his hand. And even though it doesn't show him pointing the gun at the officers, when you couple that with the witness statements, the officer's statements and the video, it was clear that shooting was completely justified within law, within department regulation, and with moral and ethical guidelines. He did nothing wrong by shooting that man.
I agree 100%, Sarge. And Sarge, listen, I do have a guest tonight. But Sarge, won't you please on open mic night, which is Sunday evening, at 6 p.m., please, I'll give you the floor. I'll give you as much time as you want. And we have people around the world listening. I got my friend Christina from England tonight. I got a couple people in Germany listening tonight. And they're very confused about what the hell is wrong with America. We're supposed to be the leaders of the country?
We're supposed to be the leaders of the world? We are looking at the fruition of what cultural Marxism seeks to do, undermine the constitutional republic, all of its founding traditions, and everything that makes it uniquely American. There's nothing less than that. All of this, all of these things are efforts to diminish the greatness of the United States and what does make it an exceptional nation. You can't look at it in part, piece, or parts. It's all part of a whole.
True, Sarge, true. Sarge, I have to give Linda the floor because I did promise her, and I can't lie to her. But, Sarge, utmost respect to you. This is a folks, this is a former police officer, a veteran also, and I hope he will check in with us on Sunday, and I will give him the open mic for as long as he wants. So those of you, that will be an exciting call-in because this man
is
very knowledgeable.
What time is the show on Sunday?
6 p.m. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sarge, and I will give you the floor as long as you wish. I promise.
Oh, well, that's entirely up to you. It's your show. But, yeah, I'll check in.
All right. Thanks, Sarge. Linda, I got to get back to you because you are the invited guest, but I have to, you know, I have to try to appease everyone because that's just what this show is about. Without you, there is no show. And that's the name of the game here. But Linda, carry on, please.
All right. I'm just going to talk. The three main areas that I needed to talk about are: one, we are under judgment as a country because we've turned our back away from Jesus Christ. We've become depraved. What we're seeing goes along with what Sarge says, but this is deeper, folks. We have Freemasonry throughout our nation, which is demonic. When you look past and you go through the research, when you get to the 33rd degree level, they're worshiping Lucifer. We have the same symbolism that they have in the Vatican. This is all demonic, folks. The Vatican has the Pope, which is the false prophet. We have the Antichrist, which is Obama. That was revealed to me in 2011. Take it to the Lord in prayer. The natural mind will not receive it. You have to have the Holy Spirit reveal that to you. Also, we are under judgment because we have become lukewarm and are not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're preaching another gospel. We've become a Sunday social club. There are some very godly men and women that are preaching the truth, but it's rare. Leaders, you must repent. Get your people ready, or their souls, the blood of their souls will be on your hands. That was a warning dream that the Lord gave me. There's judgment coming. There's judgment coming. And about Obama, here's a poem the Lord gave me: with eyes to see and ears to hear, some faced the truth and did not fear. Most scoffed and scorned, it can't be him. I don't believe you. You're a foil hat 10. Prophecy unfolding day by day, the masses slumbered, claiming I'll fly away. Then reality hit. If you even listen to part of the address that he did the United Nations, which I couldn't stomach it, I had to listen.
Oh, my Lord, Linda, did you listen to that? Excuse me, that was absolutely despicable. To put us in the category of a one-world government actually is perdition, right before our very eyes.
Ding, 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 the Antichrist was talking. People, wake up. You're seeing the book of Revelations opening up before your eyes. Look in the book of Revelations where those under the altar saying, how long, O Lord, how long? The ones that were beheaded. They've been beheaded in Syria. We are so self-centered and prideful here in the United States. We need to look at the Middle East and Israel for where we are in the time frame, not us. Look, wake up, folks. The book of Revelation is already rolling. We're already in the tribulation. I hope you have your steel-toed shoes on because I'm stepping on some toes here. There's not going to be a pre-trib rapture because we're already in the tribulation.
I agree. Linda, I agree. I agree with you 100%. You're talking on a subject right now that I have argued with pastors over and over. What does the Bible say? We will be raptured out here in the last half hour of the tribulation. Listen, we're not appointed to wrath, but the Bible says what? Rejoice in your tribulation. Doesn't the Bible say that? Rejoice in your tribulation.
Joe, I was given several rapture dreams. The one consistent is, nope, we really didn't know, and it did come suddenly. But I had one, and in this dream, it was suddenly. And I went before my angel, and I said, were we just in the pre-wrath rapture? He said, yes. And I said, well, I guess they're going to have to change their charts. Now, we're going to be going through some stuff, folks. We're not going to get out of here because we live in the United States. Jesus said we will all be persecuted.
True.
Yeah, we're not going to get a proof out of here. U.S. citizen pass, I'm sorry. Those left behind books were nice to read, but they're not the truth. We're not ready.
Amen.
Jesus comes back. We're I would say of the parable of the 10 virgins, the 5 foolish and the 5 wise, the foolish are all here living in the United States. Because we think we're all that and a bag of chips and want to sell some to everybody. Look what we've done. We've exported abortion. We've pushed it. We've exported homosexuality. We've pushed it. We've invaded so many nations. Look at, just go to the map and see how many bases we have throughout the world. We did that Arab Spring and we destroyed nations and now we have chaos. Obama calls ISIS his junior varsity team. People, wake up. We have ability to ping a cell phone and find your location. You can get a drone strike and take you out. And they couldn't find one long line of white pickups where they were tweeting, yay, yay, yay. Come on now, copy Obama, get them up. Of course they're not. They were Obama administration recruited, funded, and trained. Wake up. Okay, look at the jumpsuits that they put on the Egyptians. They were Gitmo orange. Come on, people. They accidentally dropped 2 shipments of supplies in ISIS territory. Oh, oopsie. Recently, they have over 849 people they accidentally gave citizenship to, and they were on the list of, these could be really bad people. Come on now. Wake up. Wake up. Get your face out of your iPhone. Stop playing Pokemon. And ask the Holy Spirit to give you the truth.
Linda, can I interject? Linda, can I interject real quick? Tell me,
yes.
What do you see in your opinion? I had Sarge on the line. I don't know if he's still there, but and he's been on the streets. He knows. And I've been on other Blog Talk shows. And just to clarify what he was talking about, where I've been banned from his show, it's not his show. I was banned because, well, they don't like me. I don't know why. They call me a racist, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, clearly I'm not. They just don't want me there because I speak the truth. And they actually blocked the Sarge, too. And the Sarge is really a knowledgeable individual who speaks really, really clearly and has a great radio voice. But what he talked about earlier and with the destruction of the United States. Where do we stand, Linda, in your biblical perspective? Where do we stand in the United States? I mean, where do you see the United States 5 years from now? I mean, because obviously, look, in my home state, we're burning North Carolina down as we speak. Things in Charlotte, look, the NFL can't even have the Carolina Panthers play their home game this weekend, from what I hear. What do you think, in your opinion, just to go off subject a little bit here, what do you think, in your opinion?
Joe, it's not off subject. And I tell people, don't ask questions you really don't want to hear the answer to. Because as an intercessor, that means I spend a lot of time praying. I spend a lot of time seeking the Lord. What's on his heart? Where are we at? What are we doing? We are in the end sudden destruction season right now, folks. We're at the anytime jihad can unfold, and Sarge should probably know we have Islamic sleeper cells throughout the United States waiting for Obama to queue up. This weekend where the 3 Islamic attacks happened, that was just popcorn in the hot oil, making sure the oil's hot enough to put the rest popcorn in.
Wow, very good, Linda. That was awesome what you just said. Awesome. That was awesome news you just brought forward to the listener tonight.
Oh, there's more. Okay, where are we at prophetically? What's the Lord showing me? Where are we at in the United States? This is what's coming, folks. The Lord has shown me things about comets, earthquakes, famine, food shortages. He's shown me military invasion of our country, Islamic jihad. We're going to be under Sharia law. But he's also shown me some amazing supernatural miracles, signs, and wonders. Why is this happening? I will tell you why. Because the Heavenly Father loves us so much. We have become so comatose. People don't hear the Holy Spirit. They've had to raise up warning voices like me. Wake up. People don't want to hear that. Now we're going to the woodshed. He is bringing redemptive judgment so that we will get on our knees and repent so as many souls as possible can come into the kingdom of heaven. Folks, look what happened in Syria. We're going to get that here. We're going to get jihad here blowing up. This weekend was just the beginning. Just the beginning. Where are we at? Joe, I don't think we're going to be here in 5 years. There's not going to be a United States in 5 years.
May I say something, please, Josh?
Yeah, go ahead, Sarge. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't pretend to be as religious as either of you are. I definitely am not. But I can say this one thing with certitude. The foundations of American liberty, I mean, what happened when the United States declared independence on July 4th, 1776, those foundations are religious. And as John Adams said, our Constitution was made for religious and moral people. It is wholly inadequate to the governance of any other. I believe that now more than ever, despite the fact that I am not particularly religious. When we abandon the religious foundations of our liberty, we will lose them completely. We are in the process of doing exactly that.
Thanks, Sarge. Thanks. Like I said, folks, Sarge is a very knowledgeable individual, and that's why on Sunday I really want to get him on and give him the floor, because he can preach to you about the Constitution, about his experiences, which is awesome. But Linda, go ahead, respond
yes.
to Sarge.
Okay, Sarge, absolutely. These are some of the things that I feel that are coming based on what the Lord showed me. Many of the prophecies even go back to the 50s with Branham, Dimitri Dudeman, Henry Groover. It's shown one after the other after the other. We're going to be invaded by Russia and China. Russia's going to lob nukes from the East Coast. China's going to invade the West Coast. But, folks, there is hope, too. Only in Jesus Christ. We're going to a supernatural level here.
We can have it, Linda. We can have an awakening. Am I correct? There can be an awakening, correct? The Lord has always given us a way out.
We are in a judgment sealed zone. This is what's going to happen. There will be revival. There will be awakening. But we're going to have judgment. It's done. It's sealed. We've gone past that point of no return. But where we will see some mercy is the level. That's why I'm saying, people, don't wait. Get your life right with the Lord tonight. Don't go to sleep unless you know the Lord. Those people that died this weekend, they didn't know that was their last day to be alive. They didn't go somewhere planning on being destroyed. We don't
know
when is our day. We don't know. Make sure you know. I mean, my goodness, you probably have insurance for your car, probably insurance for your house. You make sure you have enough gas in your car to drive. Like, you're not ready for eternity forever? That doesn't make sense.
True. Doesn't make sense.
So,
amen to that. Wow. Awesome. That's awesome.
So,
that really is. And that really is. And if there's anyone else who wants to chip in tonight, I know I got like 49 people on the line tonight. I was lucky to get Sarge. But yeah, go ahead, Linda. If you've got a couple more points to make before I start opening the line, go ahead.
All right. Lord, help me with this flow here. Okay, folks. If you noticed on TV and the movies, there's all this alien stuff going on, and even science. China's going to have their biggest telescope up and running on the 25th to search for, quote, alien life. It's all a big psyop. It's all a big mental thing. They are going to have a, quote, fake alien invasion using Project Bluebeam, hologram issues. Back engineers.
Oh, we saw that in the military. The technology they have. I know Sarge, I don't know if he experienced that, but the technology they had was always 25 years in advance. And I believe they will pull out the space program stuff. You're absolutely correct, Linda.
Oh, it's more than that. If you want to have an idea, look at some sci-fi movies. Now, I don't know what Sarge knows, but there's the Black Ops, there's the secret space program, there's the underground bases where they have the, quote, aliens that are actually fallen demons that they started working with under Operation Paperclip when they brought the Nazis over after World War II. We have technology. There are they've already been doing gene splicing. They already have super soldiers that have technology implants. They already have artificial intelligence. They have the D-Wave computer that's in quantum physics that goes into the dimensions. Folks, they can already do time-space travel. It's already there. What I'm talking about is a supernatural level that you're not going to be able to fight without the Holy Spirit. We have a supernatural
Amen.
God that...
Wow.
You can't. Folks, DARPA has bullets that go around the trees. But you know what?
They came out, listen, in the Persian Gulf, they had the super gun. This is what they called the super gun. Sarge may know about this. They had a gun where what you're saying is absolutely correct. If someone was hiding behind an obstacle or a building, you can shoot, zoom in, and the bullet or would go and actually zoom in on the target around a tree.
It was called the Objective Individual Combat Weapon. It fired a 25-millimeter projectile that was programmed to burst with an air burst over and above obstacles that people were hiding behind to rain shrapnel down. It used some form of proximity fuse that was triggered at a certain distance.
Yes, that's correct, Sarge.
And you know what, folks? We need the supernatural, and here's it. I'm going to get geeky, too, because I'm logical, nerdy, geeky. The Bible says that we're seated in heavenly – well, yeah, Spock, hand signal right there. The Bible says we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. That is the highest heaven. Okay, the geeky, nerdy side is that's the highest dimensional levels that the demonic can't get into. They can only get into the lower dimensional levels, which the Bible would refer to maybe as the second heaven. And let me stretch you a little bit further. When Jesus was going to be thrown over the cliff, he made his way through the crowd. How did he do that? He was probably put into another dimension by the Holy Spirit. Okay, let me stretch you a little bit more. You know how Samson could destroy 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass or donkey? Okay,
right,
let's go
right.
Quantum physics here. Let's suppose the Holy Spirit took him in and out of the time-space continuum, boinked him on the head, went to the next one. It looked like he did it within 1 minute, going in and out of the time-space continuum.
Oh, wow, like, amazing, amazing.
Yes, I mean, you can't tie, how many, 200 foxes' tails together and set them on fire? You can't catch one. But if you can go into the time-space continuum, you can step right in front of one, catch it, go back into the other dimension, and then come back.
Linda, real quick, not to interrupt you, but I want to touch base with Joe in Sebastian, Florida. I'm going to unmute him. Joe, he's an Air Force vet, and he worked basically for the Secret Service. Maybe he can tell me a little more. He's an Air Force veteran. He's elderly. I think he's in his 80s now. But Joe in Sebastian, Florida, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Joe. How are you?
All right. Hey, Joe, can you give a little insight on this technology that the Sarge and Linda are talking about?
Well, I can't tell you that I know an awful lot about it. I was working when I was in Saudi Arabia and below that. I was working on, more or less satellites. The only thing I can tell you is, I can back up and say one thing. I was an altar boy when I first started, 8 years old, and I really had a problem with it, understanding it all, until I got to Saudi Arabia, and most people heard this already. That this one guy, he had a thing for 9-year-old girls. And he went to India, bought a girl, $15, that's all he could talk about. And I'll skip the rest of it. He was going back this one day, and we come up on deck, we were living on a boat, a jack-up barge. What happened was, I said to my buddy, Jerry, if there's a God, he has to be punished. And out of the clear blue sky, the waves started to get big, and almost as fast as I can talk here, it got cloudy, and he says, "Oh, get that boat here. I'm ready to go. I want to go. Well, he took his boat, took his suitcase, and headed towards the rung ladder, and, well, he broke both his legs. That's how
Joe, in the Middle East and during the 1970s, the early 1970s, because like you said, people know your history because you're a supporter of the program. What company did you work for? What was the company you worked for undercover over there in the Middle East?
Well, it wasn't undercover. The main company was Raymond International.
Okay.
After I went ahead for a little while, two guys came to shore and they called me into shore and they asked me if I wanted to work for them. And they were government. And now bear in mind that I worked with the ATF in Buffalo. And well, I done well up there. So basically, I'll just say this here: the seas got so high, they started banging that ladder around. He broke both his legs, and they took him back to the state. And I looked at my partner, and I said, "Jerry, I believe now. I believe there is a God." So it happened so fast,
wow,
so quick, unbelievable. And they've asked me. March 1st here, they asked me to go back. Now, I'm not 85, I'm 75, but, you know, me
okay,
going
I'm
back
sorry,
to Saudi
Joe,
Arabia.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Joe.
I didn't mean to make
you older than what you were.
You wait, I'll get there. But the way things are going, they want me to either go to India, the Mideast, or Europe. So right now, I'm heading for Saudi Arabia again, but I'm waiting until my body gets a little bit better. You know, I broke my hip, and
yes,
I'm just making sure. That's all. Back to you. I'm enjoying Nancy very much. Back to you, Joe.
Well, Linda. Her name's Linda, but thanks, Joe. I'll mute you. And the Sarge, too. The Sarge. I know you already. I'm getting messages already. They can't wait till Sunday when the Sarge blasts off, because I know he's got a lot to say. But I'm scrolling the screen, and if any of you want to jump in, you need to do it right away, because otherwise, and just press one time, and I'll connect you, okay? Because I want to give Linda the floor, but we got the Sarge on the line. That was Joe from Spanish in Florida. And like I said, I got 49 people right now on the line, so I'm scrolling down. So, Linda, go ahead. Carry on a little bit more, and maybe someone will jump in. Go ahead.
Okay, we need the supernatural, folks. The Bible again says we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And then Psalm 91 talks about being hidden under the shadow of the Almighty, the wings of the Almighty. I believe that's another dimension. I believe that there will be a supernatural protection around us. Look at Philip. He was hanging out with the eunuch there. Next thing you know, he's transported away. Well, if you look at, like, science fiction, or if you think about the time-space continuum, where maybe he took one step and then the Holy Spirit sent him through a portal or something, and then he ended up in another place, what I'm finding is a lot of the hardcore sciences are giving me understanding of the scriptures that I didn't know before, like quantum physics, where it talks about the string theory and multiple dimensions. So, folks, get your life straight with Jesus Christ. There's a false doctrine that's been preached that just slaps the Father in the face. The Bible says Satan goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. I don't think anybody listening would say Satan stop working. I don't think anybody that's listening would say evil isn't happening. I don't think anybody would say bloodshed isn't happening. Why do pastors say the Lord stopped giving gifts? Are you saying Satan's more like powerful than the Heavenly Father? Pastors are preaching the gifts of the Holy Spirit stopped back then. You're saying the Father doesn't give gifts? children, that they're not for today. You need to repent
but
from
Linda,
that lie.
Linda, real quick to interject, to the people like Sarge, he's not a religious person. Joe in Florida just said he noticed he had a symbol that made him believe. But there's people out there tonight that have a lot of questions. I'm getting emails like crazy. I'm getting messages on Facebook. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, just because you're saved, does that give you a ticket to do anything wrong? What do you say to those people with questions like that, if you don't mind me asking?
That would be like saying to your spouse, just because we're married, does that mean I don't have to stay faithful? No, Jesus said, pick up your cross daily and follow me. We have a holy God. We have to be holy before him, and we're not perfect. But when we sin, we repent. You can't expect. Let's say you're dating somebody and they find that you're cheating all over. You're cheating on them. Do you think they're going to marry you? No. People that think that once saved, always saved life from the pit of hell is going to work, that's like saying you date a person once and they're going to assume they're going to marry you. No. We have to have a walk with the Lord. It's not sit down once. You can't. But here's the good news. He will help clean us up because none of us are going to make it. We're all sinful, and we all mess up, and we just go, Father, forgive me. And you're not going to be
You know what I always tell people, Linda? You know what I always tell Linda? You know what I always tell people? I say this, and I want to get to Sarge because I see he's still on the line, and I want to give him a chance to talk because he did spend his time tonight to call in. But I want to say this, Linda. You know what I always tell people? Hey, you know what? When you're all alone by yourself, get on your knees, open your heart, and say, I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I believe you rose from the dead. You rose again and was resurrected, and I believe you with all my heart. And if you don't see a change in your conscience, in your heart, then I guess I'm a liar. And that's what I tell people. And I've never had anyone come back and say, you lied to me. Because, I've had a couple sarcastic remarks, but in the end, they go away and they realize, wow, you were right. Because in your conscience, you know, you'll realize you're a better person. But Linda, I want you to take a few more minutes, and I want to talk to Sarge about the problems we're having in America, because I see he's still on the line, and I want to get to a couple other callers. I hope a couple other my supporters will queue in tonight and talk about these riots in North Carolina. But Linda, I want you to touch, you said you had a lot to talk about, so I want to give you a few more minutes. Go ahead. Your floor is yours.
One of the things that I really need to warn people about is this. When they start doing that, quote, alien reveal, these are fallen angels and demons that are masquerading as, quote, aliens. We've been brainwashed through television shows, movies. The science community is talking about trying to be in contact with aliens. People, it's coming. And those that know the Bible, this is part of the deluding spirit or the spirit of deception that's going to be unleashed upon humanity. It's going to be so deceptive. And I'm even going to step on some toes here. That Fatima appearing, the Mary thing in the sky, that was a fallen angel. Folks, even in mythology, those were where they had the little Greek and Roman gods and goddesses. Those were fallen angels. These things are coming back.
Linda, real quick, what about people who claim they talk to ghosts and spirits? Are those demons, Linda? Are they demons?
Yes. They're demons, and they will even masquerade as your long-lost loved one. Well, how can they know information about them? Because they're spirits. They live in a second heaven. They are around us, but we're protected if we're in Christ Jesus. People may be noticing things are feeling a little bit more funky right now. It's because there's more darkness on the planet. A day is coming when you're going to know you're in Christ or not. It's not going to be so. But yeah, when you're messing around with these occult things, this is not funny, people. If you've been in Masons, you need to repent and get out of that. You're dealing with demonic stuff. It may sound all good, but you're doing all these blood oaths and stuff. You need to repent. You've opened up doors to demonic attacks. You very well may have mental illness and depression in your family. That's part of it. The spiritual realm is way more real.
Wow.
It is. I've dealt with it.
Give your blog out again, or your internet site out, where people can reach you and message you. Please give that out, please, again.
It's believeacts2blogs.wordpress.com. It's BELIEVEACTS, the number 2, blog.wordpress.com. And I do have a contact form you can fill out, and it'll go to a private email.
That's great. Hey, Linda, please, I want to keep you on because I want you to close out the show tonight. But I want Sarge, since I got about 10 emails already stating, Sarge, if you're still there, I want your opinion on Charlotte, North Carolina, and what's going to come out of this, you think, if you don't mind me asking.
Well, I'd like to answer your question specifically. Before I do, I'd like to paraphrase a French philosopher and poet. His name was Charles Baudelaire. And I think he made the statement. I'm pretty sure it's attributed to him. He was a famous essayist and art critic and, you know, many things in that realm. And he made a statement to the effect that the devil's greatest trick was to convince people that he didn't exist. And I'd like to remind you that Barack Obama was an acolyte, and he'd been educated in educational centers that had been founded by Alinsky and Alinskyite acolytes. And that's where he received his political education, in the Gamaliel Foundation and the Calumet City's Development Project in Illinois. And Alinsky dedicated his book, Rules for Radicals, to Lucifer, whom he called the first radical. So with that spirit in mind, I'd like to remind you that Barack Obama is sending his Department of Justice with an organization called the Community Resource Service, I think it is. Anyway, the acronym is CRS. He's sending that unit down to Charlotte. And I'd like to remind you that they were also involved with coordinating protest activities in Ferguson. They were also involved with raising protest activities against George Zimmerman. And they were also involved with organizing communities in Charlotte. So you got Charlotte, Ferguson, Sanford, Florida, with the Department of Justice going down there, animated by a man who was educated by another man who dedicated his book to Lucifer. And I find that all very interesting, given the religious context of this discussion, and the fact that Barack Obama is certainly no Christian. The man believes in infanticide, not just abortion, but infanticide. And he professed proudly, and he is on the record, voting twice at the Illinois state level and at the federal level against bills that would stop infanticide in hospitals. He is on the record opposing such legislation. People voted for him anyway. I just can't understand it. There is something demonic about all of this at a fundamental level.
I agree. I agree, Sarge, 100%. You're absolutely correct. And like I said, on Sunday, you're invited, and I will give you 30 minutes on the first platform to basically talk about the events of this week and where our country is heading. I know Linda is my special guest tonight, and she has really touched some people because I've already got a couple of emails. I need to forward them to her. And her knowledge on the Holy Spirit and the Bible is very powerful. And Sarge, but again, my question is, what do you think is going to be the end result now? Because I'm concerned. This is happening in my home state now, North Carolina.
I think the ultimate object of all of this chaos, I'm not saying that necessarily people in positions of authority and power organize it directly, but they seek to take advantage of it. The idea is ultimately consolidation of power in the United States and end to any meaningful degree of what is known in the Constitution as federalism meaning that governmental authority is suffused and distributed throughout many entities of government to prevent consolidated government. Because the framers of the Constitution didn't know anything about fascism. They didn't know anything about Marxism or communism because they hadn't been developed yet. But they did understand the idea of a consolidated government, which they didn't want because they believed it would lead to tyranny. So the ultimate object of this is, first of all, to achieve consolidated, centralized government control, much of it Marxist-influenced, first of all, in the United States, and then after that, to achieve this idea of global governance. All of it is ultimately aimed at that. It will be incremental. It will be slow. But we've seen its progression ever since the progressives started organizing in the early part of the 20th century. It has been inexorable, it has been relentless, and it has been ongoing and almost unstoppable. It's like a glacier, but it's picking up steam.
Evil, Sarge, evil.
Absolutely.
We have an
no
evil darkness in this country.
And anti-American and unconstitutional. Now, I'm not as religious as Linda, and I will never pretend to be. My knowledge of the gospel, the scriptures, the New Testament is superficial at best. I pretend not to understand it to the depth that she does. However, I can say this. I understand its importance in the American traditional life. It is vital if we're to maintain our liberty. And I can tell you as from a secular point of view that all of this, to a large extent, is intended to negate the religious aspects of the American tradition. They want to negate it. They want to neutralize it. They want to destroy it. They want to declare it irrelevant. And at best, they only want it to exist as a figurehead. They don't want it to exist as a reality where people perform their political duties informed. Not. We don't want a theocracy in the United States, but people have always been informed by their Christian beliefs in the United States, and they acted accordingly based on that information. Now people are being convinced they must abandon it.
Wow, that's powerful.
That's
what you just said.
That's not good for us.
Hey, sorry.
If it happens,
for the people who
it will be
start.
To our detriment. If it ever happens,
Sarge, for the people who
country
don't know
will
you,
be
Sarge.
Diminished. This country will flat out become evil.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And, Sarge, for the people that I've got about 20 supporters on the line tonight, I hope they press one and at least comment on my two guests tonight. And Sarge just jumped in there. Of course, I'd always welcome him on my program because he's so knowledgeable. He's a brother. But, Sarge, Tell my supporters about yourself. I've already said a couple things, but just tell them about yourself so they know. So hopefully you'll check in with me on Sunday. Just tell them about yourself, if you don't mind, with all due respect.
I don't think I'm all that particularly interesting. I mean, I've been in interesting places and seen some incredible things. But, you know, I mean, if you want to know, I'm a retired Illinois State policeman. I'm a 3-war combat veteran. I served 5 years on active, 4 years on active duty, and another 26 in the Illinois Army National Guard. I was an infantry squad leader, a tank commander, and a member of a military police battalion in the National Guard for quite some time. And I
wow.
was also a radio
Sarge,
call show
that is
in
interesting. Sarge,
I
Sarge,
was a writer.
That is interesting.
For online publications. And I'm an automobile repair shop and an auto mechanic. I like to restore cars. I like to read. I like to collect movies. I've interviewed people and debated people on the radio. I mean, leading governmental officials to include, I debated the governor of the state of Illinois, at least the former governor of the state of Illinois, on radio. I worked for Alan Keyes in the senatorial election campaign. I was an assistant regional campaign manager for Jim Oberweis in his governmental campaign. So, you know,
Sarge, you said you were uninteresting. I think that's pretty damn interesting. And I got a couple callers here, and I want to get to them before I allow Linda to wrap up the show. They may have questions for you, Sarge. I got Fit Banker from Connecticut. Bitbanker, go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. It's Bitbanker, Meriden, Connecticut. You know, you were asking for your supporters to call in, so I thought I would. You know, I'd really like to hang around with Sarge. He sounds like he'd be a blast to hang around with. I could learn something from this guy. I'll tell you that right now. He's just a bowl full of knowledge, and from what I know and from what I hear, he's correct. But Linda, also, what two guests you have on tonight, boy, just listening to her, it's absolutely amazing, and I love it. And that's my comment for your show. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Bitbanker. Thanks. From Meriden, Connecticut, thanks. Thanks so much. And I got the retired dairy farmer from the state of Wisconsin, Mike, on the line. Go ahead, Mike. You're live. Go ahead.
Hi, Joe. Good evening, everybody and the guests. I've been listening since the beginning, and it's very interesting. I mean, I'm not a really big Bible person, but I do believe, and I understand what she's talking about. What I was really interested in was when she was talking about basically meeting like aliens I don't know how to put it, but like devil.
Demons that are pretending to be your family member.
And I'm wondering,
Linda, go ahead, answer the gentleman's question. What do you want to know first, Mike? What do you want to know?
Well, I've never met anything like that, but when you do, how do you defend yourself, or how do you know that you're meeting a demonic person? Or, I'm just saying, I don't understand. I believe in God and the white light and always, but the other side, I'm kind of, I guess, in the dark, you could say.
Okay.
Go ahead, Linda.
Very simple. The presence of the Holy Spirit is peaceful. You'll have a deep peace inside. These entities will be unpeaceful. Now, the Bible warns us that Satan comes as an angel of light. These may appear as these Nordics that are going to be rolled out with the blonde hair, blue eyes, look really great, or they could be the gray aliens. They may appear to be wonderful. In Christ Jesus, we have authority over all of these things, the demonic, these fake poser aliens. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus. L.A. Marzulli talked about people that have been abducted. But if they called out on the name of Jesus, they had to be let go. There's power in the blood of Jesus. It goes into dimensions. I don't quite understand it yet, but it can go into and through our DNA and clean us. So when we're born again, we're cleansed from sin that goes on that we can't have without it. I know I'm going a little bit far here. When we take that mark of the beast, if we do, that's rolled out under Obamacare, it's going to sound so good. You're going to need it at the bioidentification system. It will change you permanently into a non-human. So I know I'm segueing a bit here, but people don't take it. Don't go into any FEMA camp. You're going to check in and never come back out. So anyway, for the gentleman, I'm recommending you can contact me through my blog, and I can give you some resources to learn some more. It's really hard to answer in just one question, one short answer. But call on the name of Jesus. If anything concerns you or fears you, call out on his name, because the Bible says, and those who call on his name shall be saved.
That's right. Hey, Linda. I want to give you the wrap-up of the show. I wish Dr. Ventura would have checked in tonight. And if anyone else wants to check in, you need to do it now. So I want to give Sarge a couple minutes, and then I want Linda to wrap up the show. So if there's anyone else, I'm scrolling through all the numbers right now. I'm sorry if I can't get to everybody. There's a couple new callers that called in. I believe there are pranksters, because I wrote down their numbers. They're the people that call in and act like an idiot. So if you're not, I apologize. But maybe Bitbanker has one more comment. No, I've muted him. I've got, like I said, I've got 46 people on the line right now. So press 1, and I'll get to you. Some of you, I know maybe you want to make a quick comment. I'm trying to go through all the numbers real quick here. It's hard. I want to give Sarge a couple minutes to talk about the what's going on in our country today, and then I want Linda to have the last 6 or 7 minutes to wrap up the show. Sarge, go ahead. You got 5 minutes. Go ahead, brother. And you are interesting, by the way. You are. I've gotten already 30 emails saying they can't wait to hear your voice on Sunday. So your ass better call in.
Well, I guess with that sort of imperative, I guess I'll have no other choice. Okay.
All right, then. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
All right. Well, again, I as far as I'm concerned, after looking what I heard today in the news, that the Congressional Caucus went, Black Caucus went down to the Department of Justice to demand that the federal government crack down on police nationwide. Now, this is another one of a series of calls for the increasing federalization to the extent that they can for all local police forces. The federalization of local police forces, or to some degree, place them under some form of federal jurisdiction. This is extremely disturbing, and this is a trend of the Obama administration with consent decrees against police departments where these sorts of controversies occur. They're continually going on. It is extremely disturbing, and if we wish to reclaim our Constitution and maintain our liberties, we'd better be prepared to fight against this however we must.
I agree, Sarge. I agree.
Never let a crisis go to waste. Isn't that what Obama's former chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, said? Believe me, this guy and his minions that surround him, they believe that as an absolute principle. There is not a single crisis that this usurper, and yes, I believe he is a usurper, I think he has no Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5, constitutional eligibility to even hold that office in the first place under the Constitution. None. He's not an eligible, he's not a natural-born citizen, and he shouldn't even be in that office. Plus, he's got a phony birth certificate, fraudulent selective service registration, and multiple Social Security numbers that were never issued to him. But be that as it may, I understand what him and his minions are up to, and if we wish to maintain our liberty, we'd better be prepared to resist him.
Amen. Amen. Linda, go ahead. You got 5 minutes to wrap up the show, and then, of course, I'll do my closing. And listen, we'll be broadcasting again on Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If I didn't get to some callers, I apologize. We broadcast for 90 minutes, but so far we got the Sarge who's going to call in on Sunday, and I really want him to blast off on Sunday because I've got, like I said, I've got 29 exact emails that say, hey, they love this guy, you know. So we got to get him on here, and we got to let him blast off. And Linda, also, I've gotten about I'd say about 18 emails saying they want your contact information again. So you've got 5 minutes to wrap up the closing of this program. Linda, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to agree with Sarge. There is a takeover, and here's why. Whenever you hear the phrase the New World Order, what it is the beast system rising, folks. It's in Revelation 17 and 18 of the United States. Obama is found in Revelation 13. What you're going to see, I don't know when it's going to happen. It's going to be a fake assassination of Obama. He's going to appear to be dead. After 3 days, he's going to magically be alive. Revelation 13:3 gives us a clue. It's false because you'll find appeared as if it were. It could be a hologram, a body double, or whatever. When you see that happening, you're going to remember I said he is the Antichrist. There's not much time left. We're going to see civil war in the United States. The economy is going to completely collapse. It's going to be global because they want the electronic system. Folks have been talking about that in the book of Revelation for 2,000 years. Read it. When it talks about the mark of the beast that no one will be able to buy or sell, they were talking about the electronic system that's coming. Don't take it. You will be forever, eternally sealed for damnation. There's not much time left. We're also going to be seeing Islamic Day of Terror throughout the nation. in the middle of all this chaos, Russia's going to be attacking on our eastern shores, China on our western shores, and Russia will be coming down from Canada. First, it's going to attack through Alaska and come down through Canada. We're going to be fighting for our lives. Millions are going to be perishing. Please, this is going to be a supernatural thing. Get your life straight in Jesus Christ. If you don't have Jesus as your Lord and Savior tonight, get on your knees, ask Him to forgive you, repent from your sins, and ask Him to come into your life. Ask Him to show you who He is. He loves you. He wants to protect you. But if we're going into all this stuff and you don't have Him, you're not going to make it. It's that simple. There's no amount of prepping that's going to be able to help you. You have to be supernaturally protected because we're going into famine. We're going into water shortages. Pray over all of your Second Amendment rights and supplies and donate it to the kingdom of heaven. Ask Him to protect you. Only the Heavenly Father can protect you like He protected Israel, because this is demonic, folks.
And Linda,
Linda,
not to cut you off, but I am running short on time, so I have to close out the program.
Yes.
But Linda, I know you have much more to say, and hopefully in a few weeks I can get you back on, because a lot of people love you, your biblical knowledge. Listen, I've had scholars on here with doctrines in theology, and they did not explain biblical prophecy or knowledge like you have tonight. That was awesome. It was. And the Sarge, can't wait to hear from him on Sunday. That's going to be awesome. I've gotten so many emails already. But I do have to wrap up the show really quick. But before I do, I just want to thank everyone that called in. And I apologize I couldn't get to some of the callers. Look, I know we get a lot of pranksters that call in and threaten me and blah, blah, blah. And I'm glad I was able to avoid that tonight. So, and believe it or not, I'm that popular. They hate me out there, some people. The Sarge even said that. I've been banned from other blog talk shows. They just don't like me, you know. But, hey, listen to the closing. And, Linda, thank you. Email me. And for anyone else out there who wants to email me with a show idea, my email is joegibsonishome@yahoo.com. Okay, and my phone number is 336-419-7236. And as Linda and the Sarge know, anyone can call me. I'll accept your call as long as you're talking knowledge and talking about and addressing the problems of our country. Because you know what? We all care. You know, listen to the Sarge. Listen to Linda. We care. We are out there talking about solutions. We're out there addressing the problem. We are real Americans. We are real Americans. And God bless you. God bless you, really. And I just don't have anything else to say. Just God bless, take care, and forward this link to this show to everyone and all your friends and family, because it was a powerful show. God bless.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.